Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the first?
There's a couple more.
I'm here. Oh, no. I just was muted.
Okay. We can get started as soon as I can get organized.
All right, I'm going to mute again.
Muting.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Serura, Alphabet Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabil Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Saharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehuta, Kevava, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin, Barhem Taharem, Rahame Sikha Tamid Gamblem Betetresh Sarita Kimel Kasim Kadosh Biro Tuka Nael Adata Ketkufet Tetunayan Yahid Geh Lampa Pane Zopre Kiru Shata Yukimalamit Zayan Kuk Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatiakatenu Yodea Azubo Shinkufav Sadiuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Verav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, No say awon wahesha, the hata'a vinake. We will now connect to the Ma meditation that we do between Tuba Av and Rosh Hashanah. Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav. Yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey wav. Yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Today is the 21st day of Av. Started at sundown tonight, and the meditation for today continues our discussion of becoming a mensch, Kedoshim Tihiyu, be holy. The Kotzke Rabbi adds, become a mensch first. Excuse me. Become a mensch first, then become holy. And in a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. At times, I have been surrounded by pseudo-individuals, sheep who pretended to be men by being anti-establishment. Of course, being anti-establishment is itself sheepish. Those who define themselves
has joined.
Are also letting someone else define them. Personally, I prefer an honest sheep to a fake man anytime. But Rabbi Hillel is saying more than this. He is saying that there is value in being part of a community, that you should be an individual for its own sake. For the egotistical desire to be a man, this is a pseudo-individualism that is worth less than nothing. On the other hand, when there is a good reason to be an individual, when no one else is standing up for what's right, it needs to be you. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the commentary.
Has joined.
This verse comes from the Parasha of Yitro. Pasuk 29, and we will first do a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, Le'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandu Kucha Barichu Koma Deavid Ve'eila Wetata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaitla Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Badahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakuru Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikola It's the Reef Bialma. The energy of this current year, 5780, is a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse that connects to both energies from the Tanakh. Tonight we will study Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2. Uyata ben adam hatishpot hatishpot et ir hadamim hodatam et kol avoteha. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shakan Tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosibu V'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. And we have learned that the energy of the year 5781, this coming year, is the concept, if we do our work, of being the year of redemption. Or at the bare minimum, if we do our work, starting the redemption. We will study the verse from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21, to connect to this energy. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim lalivim amar Hashem. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he a Yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he da a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a o yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a ame me be shila yo he anu a kameta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo za la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he wa yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he la, hey, yo, yo, may, hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. As we said, the energy of today is the twenty-second day I'm sorry, the 21st day of Av. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Yosef Dov Ber Soloveitchik, Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Yisachor Dov Rokeach, known as the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Alexander Sender of Komarna, and Rabbi David Hager of Zebulto. And the eighth verse of the Anba Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is an essay by the Rabbi Isaac Luria. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That will be found in section 14 or row 14 of the matrix in the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up with all the writings of the Ari, please scroll down to section Parasha Re'eh, and we will be reading the third link, the Kabbalah of Charity. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutcha Berichu Ishkin David Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'afda L'shem Yud Hei Bovate The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei. The Kabbalah of Charity. Giving charity makes peace between the estranged letters of God's name. In this parasha, we are told, when there will be a poor man from among your brothers in one of the gates of your land, which Hashem your God is giving you, do not constrict your heart or close your hand before your poor brother. Rather, open your hand to him, or loan him as much as he needs of what he is lacking. The mystical significance of charity, in Hebrew tzedakah, is as follows. The tzedakah is spelled tzadik dalet kuf he. The yud in the letter tzadik is faced in the opposite direction that the yud of the nun of the tzaddik, and this indicates that Zerantin and Nukva are back to back. This is an unwritten commentary, but if you visualize the tzaddik seems to be a nun that's a little bit tilted to the left. And the yud is facing backwards. Instead of it being like a little resh, it's in reverse order. It starts in the top right, goes to the left, and then down. And the Ari is pointing out that this shape of the tzadi is back to back, meaning the nun's back is to the yud's and the yud's back is to the nun. And the yud represents the Zerantin letter, and the nun represents the Malchut letter. Continuing to read. In the script used for writing Torah scrolls, tefillin and mezuzot, the letters of the alphabet have precise forms, as dictated by Jewish law, halacha. The Arizal system is basically the same as that of Rabbi Yosef Karo, with 7 exceptions. One of these is the form of the letter tzaddik, which is formed by writing a slightly bent over nun and then attaching a yud on the right. According to Rabbi Karo, this yud is to be written facing the nun, that is, in its normal orientation. Most letters in the Hebrew alphabet appear to be facing left. And according to the Arizal, however, the yud is to be written facing right. The he is seen as a perfectly balanced letter. Actually, I'm going to take a moment to give you an unwritten commentary. I'm not sure the timing of the year, but Rabbi Ashlag was born in Poland, and he came to Israel as a young man. He was known as a genius. He was well known as a student of the Torah, but he was not a student of Kabbalah as of yet when he first came to the land of Israel. But after he came to study Kabbalah with a teacher that was sent to him, and that's a separate story from what we're talking about tonight, Rabbi Ashlag, there was a run on Torahs is the way to describe it. It's absolutely a horrific story. These Orthodox rabbis were so incensed that the yud was turned to the right in the books, writings of the Ari, as we just described, that any Torah scroll that had been written by someone following the directions of the Ari was being burned. And they were burning hundreds, if not thousands, of Torah scrolls. And I'm sorry to say it, it horrifies me to even think about it. And Rabbi Ashlag went to Rabbi Cook, who had authorized him to open up his yeshiva. And he discussed with Rabbi Cook that it had to stop. And Rabbi Cook said, "We can't stop it because we have this source in writing that says it's supposed to be facing the left. And we don't have the source from the Ari that we're being told it's supposed to be to the right. So we have to find a Torah scroll that was written by a well-known scribe who was written before the letter or the teaching that said that the letter needed to go to the left. The understanding of that is In Judaism, your earlier source is considered the correct source. And that's why if it comes from Moses at Mount Sinai, it's considered to be the correct source. But if it comes from anybody else further down the generations, maybe it's correct, maybe it's not. But if you can find a source from earlier than that source that's telling you to do something, if you find an earlier source, then that becomes the prevalent law. Rabbi Ashlag was running from synagogue to synagogue, checking the Torahs. He had to find a Torah that had been written earlier than whatever the source was. I believe it was the time of Rabbi Luzzatto in the 1700s. He's running from synagogue to synagogue, and they're burning the Torahs. So will he get it in time before they burn up the last Torah? And he finally found one Torah scroll that was left in Israel that had been written with the letter Tzadi, with the Yud facing to the right. And he took the scroll to Rabbi Cook, who issued an edict as the head rabbi, head Ashkenazi rabbi, that the Torah burnings were to stop. I tell you this story because I'm horrified by the story. Because it's essentially the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. It's understanding the true essences of the letters. What we try and teach in Kabbalah is the true essence of the letters and not the letter of the law. I'm ready to start reading again. The letter He is seen as a perfectly balanced letter. As we know, the least favorable position of the Partsufim is back to back, in which the flow of divine beneficence is severely limited. One of the ramifications of this situation is material poverty in the physical world. And I am adding, a metaphor to help understand the Kabbalah term back to back is to imagine you are talking to your friend and you are about 10 feet apart and both of you are facing away from each other. Your friend is whispering to you, how well do you hear? This is the energy exchange called back to back. The Dalet, the second letter of the word Sadaka, indicates that Nukva is impoverished, inasmuch as the word Dalet means full poor. And I'm reminding us that it, in addition to poor, it means a door as well, an opening. The adjective Dal in Hebrew means poor. Thus, Dalet can be seen as a feminine form of this word. Since Zerampin and Nukva are back-to-back, the Nukva does not receive the full flow of divine beneficence that it needs. Even though the third letter, the Kuf, does indicate a certain low-grade coupling, its leg is long, indicating that the divine beneficence that it channels, unfortunately, extends to the realm of evil. The Kuf is formed of a slightly truncated Kaf and a lowered Zion. These two letters are facing the normal way, indicating that altogether the Kuf does indicate a measure of coupling, but the lowered Zion, the leg of the Kuf, extends below the line, indicating a flow into the lower realms of reality. In other words, it's feeding the evil. and iamatic. It is also kosher to have a vav instead of a zion. In order to freshen, literally to perfume, meaning to rectify or sweeten this situation, we must give charity, which fills in the missing elements of the first three letters, as the letter hey, which depicts the true coupling, and this being the mystical significance of the letter hey, as explained in the Zohar. The hey is seen as a perfectly balanced letter, in which the leg does not extend below the line, as it does in the kuf, and there is a coupling between its two parts. Unlike the dalet, which lacks a second half to couple with. As we will see, the hay is the rectified form of the kuf and the dalet. Now the kuf signifies Cain, the spreading of the impurity of evil, while the hay signifies Abel. The name Cain in Hebrew begins with a kuf, while the name Abel in Hebrew, Hevel, begins with a hay. The one giving the charity should also intend to unite the letters of the name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The one giving the charity should also intend to unite the letters of the name Havaya, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, in the following way. By giving charity, we facilitate the union of the Partsufim. This then allows the divine beneficence to flow unrestrictedly. The coin that he gives to the poor person manifests the yud of the name yud, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The coin is a concentrated point of divine beneficence, and it's similar to the yud, the smallest of the letters, which signifies the seminal drop of insight, which is Chachma, wisdom. The five fingers of the hand of the giver manifest the first hay of the name Havaya. The numerical value of the hay is five. His extended arm manifests the vav of the name Havaya. Since the straight line of the arm is visually similar to the form of the vav, essentially a straight line, the five fingers of the hand of the recipient manifest the final hay of the name Havaya. And this is the mystical meaning of the verse, and the act of charity will be peace. Giving charity makes peace between the estranged letters of the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Remember, when someone makes a sin, does a mistake, the lower hay is separated from the vav. And when one person gives tzedakah to another, we've just explained how the right arm represents the extension. It represents the yud, the hay, and the vav that reunites with the hay, the final hay, of the person receiving the tzedakah. Giving charity makes peace between the estranged letters of the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The purpose of giving charity before prayer is to unify the first two letters of the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, or the first two letters of Yod-Heh that are separated from the final two letters, Vav and Heh. Through prayer, we join our divine consciousness with our emotions. The first two letters of the name Havaya, Yod-Heh, indicate Chachma and Bina, which is the intellect. The second two letters indicate the emotions and their expression. The Before prayer, the intellect is divorced from emotion and expression. And through prayer, we join our divine consciousness with our emotions and means of expression so that they too should be God-oriented. The surest way to ensure that this is successful is by performing an act of charity or other good deed before prayer. And this indicates that our intentions are good and that we are giving concrete expression to our desire that all our emotions and deeds follow these good intentions. Before performing the good deed or giving the charity, however, it is necessary to say, I am doing this action of prayer in order to unify the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah, in love and fear of God, and in the name of all Israel. And in this way, He will connect the Yud-Heh with the Vav-Heh. And what I'm explaining is that this is the first part of the L'shem Yichud that we say so frequently. The Holy One, blessed be He, is usually an appellation for Zerantin, indicated by the Vav of the name Havaya, while the Shekhinah is an appellation of the Nukva, indicated by the final Hey of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. In this context, however, it appears that the Holy One, blessed be He, denotes the Yud-Heh and the Shekhinah denotes the Vav-Heh. Or perhaps the union of the Vav and final Hey leads to the larger, more general union of the Yud-Heh and the Vav-Heh. Another mystical meaning of tzedakah, when you give the coin, intend that the word for coin in Hebrew, a peruta, means 289 vav-heh. When you join the vav with the hey, the 289 states of severity are sweetened. The word we are translating here as coin is peruta, which is actually a coin of a specific value. The minimum value that is considered money in Jewish law. If one gives less than this amount, it is not considered as if he gave anything. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah to give charity, and he has not accomplished any of the mystical unions described here. The value of the peruta today is that of 25 milligrams of pure silver. The value of this in present-day money fluctuates according to the value of the silver. The word peruta is spelled pe-resh-vav, tet-he. And this may be split into pe-resh-tet and vav-he. The numerical value of Pei Resh and Tet is 80 plus 200 plus 9, which is equal to 289. The origin of the states of severity reflected in poverty is the 288 sparks of Tohu that fell into the lower worlds when the vessels of Tohu shattered. Together with the Kolel, this becomes 289. The states of severity are manifest through Malchut, the Nukva, the final hey of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. When you join the Vav with the hey, the 289 states of severity are sweetened, they're rectified, and this is accomplished through Sadaka. Joining the Vav and the hey ensures that the hey, the means of God's and our expression, is driven by the Vav, the rectified emotions, rather than being a vehicle for the forces of evil. Another aspect of tzedakah, the letter Kuf alludes to Cain, as above, the nest of impurity, the spreading of the venom of the primordial snake. Specifically, this refers to the leg of the Kuf, as described above. When you give charity, intend that thereby the kuf will become a hay, as the extension of the leg of the coop is withdrawn upward, producing the form of the hay. When this occurs, it prevents the forces of evil from latching on and deriving sustenance from this action. And I heard this latter idea from Rabbi Eliyahu Falcon in my teacher's, the Arizal's, name. That's the end of the section. I'm going to add one additional aspect to the Kabbalah of Tzedakah, because in the morning rituals of the Orthodox minhag of prayer, there is a place in that ritual and part of the in the section where we sing. And in that section, we say the five psalms that both begin with hallelujah and end with hallelujah, so that we are saying 10 psalms. And we complete that when we finish with that last hallelujah. We say a verse, four words, that the first letters of which spell the word Vadai. Vav, Aleph, Dalet, Yud. Or Vav, Dalet, Aleph, Yud. I'm sorry. Vav, Dalet, Aleph, Yud. And it is a minhag, a custom, to lay three coins into your neighbor's right palm with instructions for him to take those three coins and put them in the charity box. But we put them into his palm in a very unique manner. We put three coins, three perutas being the minimum, and we lay them in two coins at the beginning, and then put the third one on top of those two. And the idea behind the three coins being done in this manner, two and then one, is to create the vowel segol, which is three dots in the form of a triangle. Now, we've discussed the word segol before, because it's usually translated incorrectly, but it's translated as the idea of chosen, as in the Jews are the chosen nation. But that's not its meaning. And in other times, it's translated as purple. And again, that's to connect to the idea of royalty, which is the keter, the crown, that comes from the idea of royalty. So by making this the vowel segol, the three dots, which represents the three-column system of the right being sharing, the left being receiving, and the third balancing the two being the central column. By connecting and creating the segol with our coins, we are bringing the idea of the Keter into the manifestation of balancing and remaining in balance with the three-column system. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Say again? Did anybody have a question? I thought I heard somebody said they did. The tomorrow we have three classes. We'll be continuing our study of Sefer Joshua in our 11 o'clock class. We have a deep Zohar class at 4:30. And at the Tikkuni Zohar class, which we have not done in quite a while, would be expected to be the 7 o'clock class. But bid you all shalom gadol, much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom gadol.
Thank you and gadol.
Shalom.